I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where do I start? Obviously, you know, it's a good win. There's no such thing as a bad win, but, you know, there's still a lot of things we got to clean up. But I do think we made some major improvements from week one to week two. I thought Kenny did a heck of a job throwing the ball. Thought his feet were good in the pocket. You know, we showed some spurts of being able to run the football, but still made some critical errors in the game that we got to get out of our system. The unforced errors with, you know, false starts. You know, I can tell you guys, you know, I wouldn't even say one hand. I would say we may have had two the entire month of August. We just don't do that. And I can tell you last year we had 15 through the month of August. So I don't get that at all. The last one, you know, I think was a weird one where Jimmy kind of, the ball slipped out of his hand and the ball moved. Just can't happen, some of those things. I thought our defense played outstanding. That fourth and one, we go for it and we don't get it, and they bowed up. I mean, I thought the defense played really good against a very good football team. Now, I give Coach Solich and Ohio U, I'm just telling you, those guys are a good team. They're going to win the MAC. Okay, mark my words. I told you Clemson was going to win a national championship. That's a good football team with a good offense, really good offense. And, again, that's a solid victory. So, questions? Yeah, I mean, you know, did he bounce back or did everybody make some catches for him? You know, it's kind of, you know, we still had a couple drops. But the week before he's got some drops and then he throws, you know, then he tries to make something happen and then he throws a pick. Did Kenny bounce back or the receivers bounce back? I mean, it's a combination of everything. So everybody wants to put it on the quarterback, you know, number eight. Number eight's a dang good football player. Okay, dang good football player. And, I think they all bounced back. I think, you know, receivers did a great job of catching the ball. And there were some great catches out there. Even that one on the side, I don't know how they call that one back with Trey Tipton. But, you know, the offense bounced back. They, again, didn't score as many points as we'd like to score. That's the other disappointing thing. We got to finish drives, but we were hit with some crazy penalties that we just can't have.
What's the concern with only having 3 points in the second half?
The concern is having 3 points in the second half. The concern is that us coming out, and again, I stressed it at halftime, come out and finish it. And like I said, I give Ohio, you know, credit, but, you know, it's just us making plays. I mean, we've got to finish drives. We've got opportunities, you know, whether it's, you know, catching the ball, making the block, just make plays happen. And, we'll look at the tape. I think we got a little conservative at the end. I punted it a few times where maybe, you know, in the past I'd have, you know, gone for it. So you can put some of that on me, but we ran the ball probably better in the second half. So I did, you know, like that. We didn't throw it around as much. Again, our defense is playing really good. And when your defense is playing that good, you know, don't screw it up. And that's kind of what we did there in the second half.
That was your plan to rotate that many running backs in? And just your thoughts on what you saw with Vincent Davis?
Our plan is every week, you know, we're going to look for the hot hand. And, A.J. Davis did a nice job. And, you know, just, you know, I thought we needed a little burst out of 22. And Valik Carter was good as well. I mean, so, you know, we're going to play the guy that's hot. And, you know, if a guy looks like he's running it hard and he's got some juice to him, we're going to play that guy. So it'll just be by committee until we find out who our dude is. But Vince Davis did show up today and kind of saw that during, you know, the last couple weeks of practice. We know he's a good football player. We're excited he's here.
And what's your thinking on declining the penalty and taking the fourth down?
Say it again now.
Declining the penalty in the second half and taking the fourth down rather than third and five.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I'll watch the tape. I'll tell you Monday. Okay. Obviously it feels good. I mean, we need more. I mean, it's game two and we're still got a long way to go. I'm happy for Kenny and Frenchie and, you know, I'm happy for our tight ends. I mean, Will Gregg caught four, you know, Nakia caught three. It was good to see those guys. And I got after, you know, Will Gregg last week. He was laughing in the locker room about, hey, do you think you can get some yards after the catch? I mean, you catch it and then get tackled. How about some yards? And he had some critical, maybe at least two third down catches that were, you know, kept drives going at least, you know, with some TikTok.
How would you see from the offensive line? I mean, it seemed like Kenny
that as the game wore on, it seemed like he had more time.
Yeah, and again, it's a work in progress, I guess. There's still some caution flags out there, but I think game two, those guys made some strides. They brought some pressure similar to what we saw last week, and I think they handled them well. We'll look at the tape. He's still got touch more than I'd like. We got to keep him clean.
Defensively, coach, you had more push this week, though. Was that did you change anything schematically?
You said we had more push.
Yeah, especially on the D line.
Yeah.
Now, did you change anything schematically, or did they just execute?
I think they did a good job executing. I mean, we didn't. There's no magic. I mean, I would like to tell you we had some magic wands out there and sprinkled some fairy dust out there, but. It's play football. And again, we missed Keyson Camp out there. We missed Rashad Weaver. I can't imagine what they'd look like today with those two guys out there. So, we'll just continue to work those guys inside. And, I thought, Devin Daniels had a heck of a sack. We should have had a pick six where he knocked the guard right into the quarterback, and that caused that ball down on about the 7-yard line, 6-yard line. Should have had a pick six there.
Talk about Jalen Twyman today, and is he reminding you?
Let's not go too far. He's just a baby, but, I've said that for a while. I mean, he likes that number. That's his idol. Aaron Donald's a legend, and, who wouldn't want to be like that guy? But I've been impressed with Jalen this whole camp. He is a different guy than he was a year ago. You watch tape, you can see it. It's different, and I just think he's going to continue to get better as the weeks go on.
You look like Twyman and Nolan Otto making the plays that they did. They got in the back a few different times, especially with all the bad news you've heard with the defense in the past couple weeks, at least the defensive line. How is it for them to kind of step up and accept that challenge and keep producing?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's what you want. I mean, that's what we have to do in this game of football, because it's part of the game, guys going down and stepping up. I'm happy for, really all those guys. I mean, Devin, Twyman's, stepping up even more. Patrick Jones, I mean, it doesn't matter who made the play. It matters what's happening, all those front guys together. So they've stuck together, and Charlie Partridge does a great job keeping those guys going.
Are you especially happy for Kenny, given the kind of stick that he got this week for performance last weekend?
You know what? I don't read what you guys say. I was happy with Kenny a week ago. He did some good things. It's not all, again, they get all the credit when things go good. I'm not especially happy or excited about anything. I'm happy for Kenny. I'm happy with, for the football team that we got to win. We still got a ways to go. Again, when we win, we win together as a team. And when we lose as a team together. And it is never one guy. So, it's real evident.
Anything final for Coach?
Coach, you got to get production from the tight end position today. Is that something you guys are making more of an emphasis on?
Well, we want production out of whoever, has an opportunity to make a play. We talked a lot about going into this game about making plays, because you have opportunities. You got to maximize your opportunities. And then you got to make something, happen when you get the ball in your hands, as far as yardage. And, I am happy with the tight ends. It's what we expect. And I think those two guys, Nakia and Will Gregg, will continue to get better and help this football team win football games. Thanks, guys. Told our guys it's 2:15. Enjoy the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.